You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1 to 3. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. It is very interesting that Joseph, being a slave, the Bible says, he was successful. But in verse 2, the scripture gave us the reason. It says, the Lord was with Joseph. However, there's something interesting in verse 3 where I want us to focus today. It says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. His master saw. I'm wondering, how can the Egyptian notice that the Lord was with somebody? The presence of God in a life is not hidden. If the Lord is in our lives, it will be obvious, brethren. Now, this was Joseph, not a believer like us, where we have received the Holy Spirit, where we have received our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, Potiphar was able to identify that there is something different about this man. This is Potiphar that may not have known about the Lord. Yet he was able to detect, he was able to see something in Joseph that he knew this wasn't just Joseph. This is clearly God in the life of a man. He also noticed that everything Joseph did prospered because the Lord was with him. The challenge for us is this. If Potiphar could see the Lord in Joseph, how much more should people see Jesus in us? Is it not a shame if people cannot see Jesus in us? If an idol worshiper cannot see Jesus in us, if unbelievers cannot see Jesus in us, is it not a shame? What was it about Joseph that Potiphar saw? How did he conduct himself? Do you think Joseph was living a careless life? Do you think Joseph was playing with sin? The presence of the Lord manifested in his life. Let me say this, brethren. According to the scriptures, it is God's plan and desire to show the manifold of his wisdom through us. In fact, God wants to show himself through us. So how come that people can't see God in us today? How come they can't see Jesus Christ in us? It's a challenge. I'm wondering that if Joseph, who didn't have the Bible and the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and then the Lord Jesus Christ, if all he had was the knowledge of God and the Lord was with him, and then they could see God in him, how much more you and I, that the Holy Spirit resides in our heart, how much more those of us who profess to believe in Jesus? We need to examine our lives. We need to cry to God and say, Lord, let people see you in me. Let my life reveal you. The life of Joseph reveal God. How much more you and I, that it is even our purpose to reveal God. Can people look at you and say that they could see the Lord in your life? It is my prayer, brethren, that our lives will truly reveal Jesus to the world. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone www.occupy.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.